At the first curve of the oval, Yarber slowed, then stopped. He looked off in the distance, beyond a grassy field to the edge of a tree line. Buster looked too. For 10 days he'd been looking at the perimeter of Trumbull and seeing what wasn't there. Fences, razor wire, guard towers. "Last guy who left here," Yarber said, gazing at nothing. "Left through those trees. They're thick for a few miles, then you come to a country road." "Who was he?" "Guy named Tommy Adkins. He was a banker in North Carolina, got caught with his hand in the cookie jar." "What happened to him?" "He went crazy and walked away one day. He was gone 6 hours before anybody knew it. A month later, they found him in a motel room in Cocoa Beach. Not the cops, but the maids. He was curled in the fetal position on the floor, naked, sucking his thumb. His mind completely gone. They put him in some mental joint."
6 hours, huh?"
"Yeah. Happens about once a year. Somebody just walks away. They notify the cops in your hometown, put your name in the national computers, the usual drill."
"How many get caught?"
"Almost all."
"Almost?"
"Yeah. But they get caught because they do dumb things. Get drunk in bars, drive cars with no taillights, go see their girlfriends."
"So, if you had a brain, you could pull it off?"
"Sure. Careful planning, a little cash, it will be easy." They began walking again, a bit slower.
"Tell me something, Mr. Yarber," Buster said. "If you were facing 48 years, would you take a walk?"
"Yes.
But I don't have a dime."
"I do."
"Then you'll help me."
"We'll see. Give it some time. Settle in here. They're watching you a bit closer because you're new. But with time, they'll forget about you."
Buster actually smiled. His sentence had just been reduced dramatically.
"You know what happens if you get caught?" Yarber said.
"Yeah, they add some more years. Big deal. Maybe I'll get 58. No, sir. If I get caught, I blow my brains out."
"That's what I'd do. You have to be prepared to leave the country."
"And go where?"
"Go someplace where you look like the locals and where they don't extradite to the U.S.
"Any place in particular?"
"Argentina or Chile."
"You speak any Spanish?"
"No." "Start learning. We have Spanish lessons here, you know. Some of the Miami boys teach them."
They walked a lap in silence, as Buster reconsidered his future. His feet were lighter, his shoulders straighter, and he couldn't keep a grin off his face.
"Why are you helping me?" he asked.
"Because you're 23 years old, too young and too innocent. You've been screwed by the system, Buster. You have the right to fight back any way you can."
"Do you have a girlfriend?"
"Sort of. Forget about her. She'll only get you in trouble. Besides, you think she'd wait for 48 years? She said she would. She's lying. She's already playing the field. Forget about her. Unless you want to get caught."
"Yeah, he's probably right," thought Buster.
He'd yet to get a letter from her, and though she lived only 4 hours away, she hadn't made it to Trumbull. They'd talked twice on the phone, and all she seemed to care about was whether he'd been attacked.
"Any kids?"
asked Yarber. "No, not that I know of."
"What about your mother?"
"She died when I was very young. My dad raised me. It was just the two of us."
"Then you're the perfect guy to walk away."
"I'd like to leave now."
"Be patient. Let's plan it carefully."
Another lap, and Buster wanted to sprint. He couldn't think of a damn thing he'd miss in Pensacola. He'd made A's and B's in Spanish in high school, and while he couldn't remember any of it, he hadn't struggled with the material. He'd pick it up fast. He'd take the courses and hang out with the Latins. The more he walked, the more he wanted his conviction to be affirmed, and the quicker the better. If it got reversed, he'd be forced to have another trial, and he had no confidence in the next jury. Buster wanted to run, starting over there in the grassy field, to the tree line, through the woods to the country road where he wasn't sure what to do next. But if an insane banker could walk away and make it to Cocoa Beach, so could he.
"Why haven't you walked away?" he asked Yarber.
"I've thought about it, but in 5 years they'll let me go. I can last that long. I'll be 65 in good health with a life expectancy of 16 years. That's what I'm living for, Buster, the last 16 years. I don't want to be looking over my shoulder."
"Where will you go?"
"Don't know yet. Maybe a little village in the Italian countryside. Maybe the mountains of Peru. I've got the whole world to choose from, and I spend hours every day just dreaming about it."
"So you have plenty of money?"
"No, but I'm getting there."
That raised a number of questions, but Buster let them pass. He was learning that in prison you kept most of your questions to yourself. When Buster was tired of walking, he stopped near his weed eater.
"Thanks, Mr. Yarba," he said.
"No problem. Just keep it between the two of us."
"Sure. I'm ready whenever you are."
Finn was off, pacing another lap, his shorts now soaked with sweat, his gray ponytail dripping with moisture. Buster watched him go, then for a second looked across the grassy field into the trees. At that moment, he could see all the way to South America.